Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, and today I thought I would share Touch of the Master's Hand. Kim, do you have something lined up?
I just have a few little jokes.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the surrounding areas. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Start planning a fall hunting trip, a nice fishing trip this winter, or next summer's vacation on the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, or any of the other great places in Cherry County. And find out more at visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. They are the reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. They're all across the nation. Make sure you check them out, tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Touch of the Master's Hand from Myra B. Welch today on The Good Stuff. Touch of the Master's Hand. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin. But he held it up with a smile. "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar? A dollar. Now who'll make it two? $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three." But no. From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings, he played a melody, pure and sweet, as sweet as an angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bidding for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who'll make it two? $2,000, and who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going, and gone, said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried. "We do not quite understand. What changed its worth?" the man replied. "The touch of the master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune, and battered and torn with sin, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once and going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. Myra B. Welch today on The Good Stuff.
That's very good. Well, I didn't realize that was going to go as quickly as it did, so I'm going to poke another little thing in here. It's called I Should by Carrie Bishop. I should practice making bread to get the process in my head. All of the measuring and the sifting, I'll make sure not a step is missing. I've got the pattern and poly cotton. I'm sure there is nothing I've forgotten. Buttons and zippers all set to go. I should make some time to sit down and sew. I should get wood for the carpentry project, but there's lots of time. I don't need it quite yet. I'm sure there are hammers and nails and screws in Dad's big shop. He won't miss a few. Those spring calves are really growing. I should pick one out and start it showing. I'll need a curry comb and brush, but I got 6 weeks, so there's no rush. Most of my projects are nearly done, but there's still time to have some fun. I have a month, so there's no worry. I should finish next week. No need to hurry. There is excitement in the air. Next week starts the county fair. My projects aren't as done as I remember. They should put the fair off until September.
We're all pretty good at procrastinating, aren't we?
Indeed. I think that's a pretty good example. Oh, unfortunately, that maybe happens a little more than we would like it to. Here are some tidbits for your day.
Your attitude will influence your experience. How you respond is at least as important as what happens to you.
That's right. And now view your life with gentle hindsight. Stop beating yourself up about things from your past. Instead of asking yourself, "What was I thinking?" ask yourself, "What was I learning?"
Oh, very good. And one more. This too shall pass. Just because today is terrible doesn't mean tomorrow won't be the best day of your life. You just have to get there.
Very good. Okay, we better wrap it up with a little funny here, don't you think, Mike?
Sure.
A Cherokee Indian was a special guest at my sister's elementary school. He talked to the children about his tribe and its traditions, then shared with them this fun fact. There are no swear words in the Cherokee language. One boy raised his hand, "But what if you're hammering a nail and accidentally smash your thumb?" "That," the fellow answered, "is when we use your language."
And that's the good stuff.